B-Pod Studios.
It drives you crazy.
Zolak and Bertrand get into it.
Everybody's in on it.
In the middle of the day.
And I feel like I've been ranting about this for 10 years.
And now, you can get Zolak and Bertrand on the radio.com app.
All right, our buddy Michael Hurley.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Drives you crazy.
Zolak and Bertrand get into it.
Everybody's in on it.
In the middle of the day.
And I feel like I've been ranting about this for 10 years.
And now, you can get Zolak and Bertrand on the radio.com app.
All right, our buddy Michael Hurley, CBSLocal.com, CBS.com.
I don't know what he does.
I'm not sure either.
Where does he even do that at?
He writes a lot. I think it's
CBS that the old
affiliated.
Place? He worked for the old place, but then he went to BZ?
Kind of, but not really.
Is he at BZ?
I don't know. He's Hurley.
We should probably properly credit him.
I know. We should. It seems like something that T-Bone should know off the top of his head to help us out in a circumstance like this. Hurley, where does he work?
CBSBostonSports.com.
You have any more babies?
Is there any lactating issues going
He's
on?
He's the guy that took all that time off. Remember, Felger went nuts?
Felger lost his mind a little bit because Hurley had the audacity to take off.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Magic pulling the trigger on a big trade. Not with the Boston Celtics, unfortunately.
Orlando, told you they ain't going to do anything.
Orlando is trading Nikola Vucevic and Al-Farouq Aminu to Chicago for Wendell Carter Jr. and 2 first-round picks.
Wow, imagine that caller that wanted to trade everybody for Vucevic.
All it took
have
was
to Wendell, do all that.
All it took was Wendell Carter and 2 first-rounders.
That's it.
All right.
Trade everyone for Vucevic.
Trade Wendell Carter and 2 first-round picks for Vucevic. Well, Vucevic off the board.
Yeah, we asked this before the show, too. Like, when's this news start trickling in? Does this happen normally throughout the course of the day? Or I thought NBA teams usually take it right up to that deadline, and then stuff comes in right after it, like 5-10 minutes. Ooh, we have news here.
We have more news?
No.
Oh.
That's the way
I see.
Thought of, I just trying to remember another NBA trade deadlines.
Yeah.
I always thought it was later in the day. Like, stuff never happens this early.
This makes me feel like Orlando is poised to move on Gordon, too, though.
Yeah.
If they're trading Vucevic, then they're going to trade Gordon.
That's, I mean, Wendell Carter's a former top 10 pick, but he has not been great. Like, that's, it's a package that probably could have
matched. How's Chicago? Like, what's their draft status going to end up at? Top 15?
Yeah, I guess so. So, yeah. I don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
You could have put something together.
This damn tournament, and you watch the NCAA tournament, I couldn't name any of these. I couldn't tell you any of these kids.
Yeah, that seems like something they could have done. Wendell Carter and 2 first-rounders, that's what it took for Vucevic? Huh. Seems like the Celtics could have come up with something. All right. Yep. All right, we'll keep our eye on all this. Back to Michael Hurley now, who says, good news, it's okay to admit the Patriots are good again. He said, I understand there's resistance. Hesitancy.
Sure is.
But come over here, take a seat, grab a donut. The Patriots are going to be good again. Obviously, it's still March, and they can't win a Super Bowl with Cam Newton and blah, blah, blah. But you look back at last year, you see a 7-9 record, and you remember nothing. A drab, dreary, nothing team taking the field every week, sometimes looking good. Perhaps you can shake the feeling that such life will be without Tom Brady no matter what. Perhaps you're extremely doubtful of Newton, too, and you're looking at 8-8 or 9-7. But look up and down this roster that Belichick has completely reconstructed in a short period of time. You'll see a team that should be worlds apart from what we saw last year. So, there is one big component in this that I disagree with, but taken just at the very beginning, in terms of the roster,
yeah,
are we worlds apart from where we were last year? With the addition of...
I think you are defensively, yeah.
Two tight ends.
Yeah.
The two tight ends.
You basically remade... You not only have your two tight ends, but you added Trent Brown back to it. You were able to retain Andrews. You still have Mason. Tooney's gone. You know, you're excited to see what Owenu could do, kicked inside. But I think you look at their front seven. You obviously get Hightower back. Hightower's huge.
Yes.
You got Van Noy back.
And Judon.
Judon's going to be on the other side. Then you're going to be able to spot Winovich and Uche and those guys. You still have Jennings. And you have Godjow and Anderson in the middle, along with Lawrence Guy that they're finishing a contract for, a four-year deal that's in the works. So that's a much, much better improved front seven of your defensive unit. Yeah. I'd say it's light years different.
Now,
back end should be same. Now, I don't know if you're going to retain Gilmore, though.
Well, he starts in with the linebackers, as you said, and moves to the tight ends. He says, further down in the article, admittedly, Nelson Agholor, provides something the Patriots haven't had in a few years. He's fast. He can get open. He can go deep. The guy is good. Kendrick Bourne, typical Belichick signing. Undrafted guy, just coming into his own last year. Set a career high with 49 receptions, 667 yards. He's poised to take off. Edelman, if he returns, won't be relied on to be the entire passing offense. So he takes it step by step, and I agree with him. Yeah, you look at him. Okay, this is a revamped roster. Yes, you're right. Okay, we haven't done like it position by position, unit by unit breakdown here. In a week or so, the problem is with the quarterback. This is where I still hesitate, and I am reluctant to say the Patriots are going to be good again, at least in this first year. It's tough for me to make that leap when the quarterback situation is, I would say, the kindest way of putting it, unresolved. Would you say they've resolved the quarterback position so far?
Hell no. No. When did Cam Newton start calling himself Boogie?
Oh, I wasn't aware that.
I wasn't aware of that either. And he posted like a video of like what with a question mark. What's Boogie thinking? It was him peering out a window at a hotel in I guess out in L.A. where they're staying. Fancy schmancy. It's on his Twitter and Instagram. Fancy. I can't imagine what that room goes for a night. It's got to be like $3,500 a night. Did you afford that, McCone?
What do you got to do?
Weekend headlines guy? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
You kidding me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have that other gig, full-time gig.
That's true.
Here's what Hurley wrote about Newton. He rushed for 12 touchdowns, second highest total of his career. Mm-hmm. Ran for 592 yards.
Thanks.
Newton doesn't need to throw for 4,000 yards. If he can average 225 a game instead of 177, the whole operation is different. What are you laughing at? You don't need to throw for four.
Yeah.
Average 225 a game.
I like to play La La Land too, Fantasy Land. I'll come visit you there sometime, there, pal.
You don't think
you bring a lunch?
You don't think he can throw for 50 more yards a game with the weapons that he has now?
I don't know. Who's your slot receiver? Who's your slot receiver right now?
Well, we got to see what Edelman's going to do.
What if he can't move? Who's your slot receiver? Are you gonna put Jacoby Myers in there?
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Because
I think you got more problems than you think you have.
As Hurley writes, when he did have a healthy Julian Edelman, he threw pretty well. And the dual threat offense looked potent.
Now, that's the problem there. That's why I just said, who's your slot receiver?
Give this guy a quartet of new pass-catching options who can actually get themselves open. Give him another go with James White. Glad he brought that up. There's no way that the passing offense doesn't markedly improve over last year.
It's great. Yeah, James White last year didn't use him. Look, use him at the end of the year on a couple screens. It looked great. Like, Jesus, where's that been?
Hurley says Cam isn't going to be the MVP, but don't discount his
ability. I thought he was. I really did. I mean, I thought lock, stock, and barrel that Cam was going to be an MVP candidate.
So, don't discount his ability to be a, say, top 15 quarterback in the NFL. That's where I do discount the possibility of him being a top 15 quarterback.
So he's going to jump from 32 to 15.
He's going to
have this remarkable leap of 17 individuals at their position. One of only 32 in the world at what they do. And he's going to leapfrog 17 of those. I'm going to pound the under on that. If he could get to early 20s, if he does play, and you could jump 10 spots, that's a little improvement. He ain't going to be a top 15 guy. Sorry.
Yeah, Michael Hurley disagrees with you.
I mean, even Cam said himself, I'm not number 32. I'm better than 32nd quarterback. At least he believes that.
I didn't
say he's a top 15.
You know, I made my peace with this weeks ago. Cam Newton is a quarterback. I'm making more peace. I'm becoming more peace while I'm starting to believe stuff like this. Oh, Hurley makes some good points. Very easily swayed. Once you make your peace with something, it's just you crawl deeper into that bed. You pull that comforter up over you. It's cozy. It's nice. Pillow top mattress.
See the Bucks sign, Sue? There, McCone.
Loading up for number 8.
Oh, boy. I want to thank Michael Hurley for penning such a fine column. I'd like to thank Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal for also penning a fine column with some true or false questions.
I like this game.
This is fun, right?
We're going to do this game.
And I truly do appreciate these guys putting in the work of doing the writing, and it gives us something to bounce around and talk about here. We're going to do that next, and we can do it with you, too, at 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds from talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What? You said, come on, best friends? What?
I'm talking to T-Bone.
About what?
I had a request. That's all. It's got a little crust.
Song request?
Yeah.
You didn't play it, though.
Well, Freddie T went after you this morning, huh?
Went after you, too, pal.
I'm fine by it.
Are we going to replay that at some point, T-Bone? Is it on the sheet? Let's see. Sports. Oh, we have This Week in Show History coming up here in about 30 minutes. McBone doesn't get to be here for a lot of those, so that'll be fun.
Not exciting for him.
McBone, sports. Uh-huh. No. All right, maybe we'll have to work that in later.
There.
Greg Bedard has something to say about the Patriots in terms of true or false questions. We'll get to that. I wanted to take the call here from Bill first in Framingham.
Bill.
Bill has a question. Go ahead, Bill. You're on with Hardy and Zoe. I'm in for Beetle today. Hello.
How you doing? Hey, guys. I have a question. Bill Belichick spent over $300 million on free agents, and arguably, he definitely made the Patriots a better team. But there's 11 starters on offense and 11 starters on defense. What New England Patriot could go to the Super Bowl champions right now and replace any of those players? Because even if you sift through, and you might find four or five
O-line
on offense, because there's none on defense.
O-line, that's about it.
What's that?
Oh, offensive line. You could take a couple offensive linemen.
Gilmore. Of Tampa Bay was impeccable during the playoffs. Brady didn't get touched.
They got better. They got better, but they had issues earlier. They had a lot of issues.
Even if you had five or six, that means there's 16 starters on your team that cannot start for the Super Bowl champions. So how does that make you any more of a contender to win the Super Bowl?
Well, I didn't know it was all about Tampa. I mean, but that you're phrasing that as it's all about Tampa, and that's a team that is elected to go for it. You know, they're in it to win it.
They won it
last year. They have guys taking cuts to stay. One got franchise. They're maxing out. Brady redid his deal, and it's gonna be repaid at some point. And you're gonna have that comeuppance, and you're gonna have to sit down and take and eat your apples too. And right now, we're doing that. And we're trying to get back to that. But this team can't compete in the AFC East. And when I say compete, head-to-head with Buffalo, head-to-head with Miami, head-to-head with the Jets. You're back in it now. You got enough firepower to make some noise in your own division. Now, beat a couple teams here and there, and that's how you kind of get back into this thing. You got to get above 500. You got to get above 8-8. Can this team get above that? I don't know that without a quarterback.
Well, and this is what I go back to what Perillo said last weekend on the football show. You know, we're all starting with this baseline of 7 wins. And I don't know, make it 7.5 with the extra game in the upcoming season. I don't know if you can start there.
He's right.
There's a couple of games there that could have gone either way. If you're an optimist, you could say, nah, it's really more like 8. They should have had that Kansas City game. And this team wouldn't lose to Denver like that again at home at Gillette Stadium. Well, maybe they don't get a couple of wins that they got. Maybe you don't beat a couple of teams in your division. You know, there's a couple of different ways of looking at that. It is a much different team in terms of the acquisitions. And if it's a much different Cam Newton, then yes, that works in your favor. But it could be that a couple of those wins last year were really not all that solid, and you have to start with a different baseline in mind that, okay, even with the improvements, this is what now gets them to a legit 7 or 8 win team. It's a scary proposition. So is anybody thinking about them taking on Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl, though?
No, that's too direct comparative. I don't,
you want me to argue with you, Bill?
You're going
to
face him.
I'm not going to argue. That you'll have a pretty good idea where you stand against Tampa Bay when they come here.
Yeah, you'll see them. You'll be about a 6.5-point dog in that game right now. That's what I would say.
You're very optimistic.
You think that's good? That's why? Do you think it'd be higher?
I think it'd be a little higher.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Well, what do you think?
Well, you're
right
playing
now,
at home, you get 3 at home. That's like a 9.5 right
those
there.
Those two teams play right now. What's the score? Bucks versus the Pats. Tom Brady coming back.
45-10.
Okay.
You said right now.
Right now. 6.5. You'll probably be right.
They're not going to be in the more than a touchdown dog at home. Can't.
What a week that's going to be, huh?
So you think Brady runs out the way he always does at Gillette for that game?
Yes. Full. Yeah. He's going to do the 100-yard sprint to the other end. And it's going to be in your face.
It's going to be emotional.
Do they have the balls?
It's going to be emotional.
If TJ DJ is still there, do they have the balls to play public service?
I was thinking the same thing.
Do they play Jay-Z when he takes the field? I don't know. That would be ballsy.
That would be...
And they cut it off?
Do they do a video like the Celtics do? Will they do a video for him showing highlights?
Yeah, they did it for Vince.
From previous years?
You know what? They did it for Vince Wilfork when he was with the Texans.
Tiny bit different.
Why?
Tiny bit different.
You don't think they'll do one for Brady if they did one for Vince?
Was Vince Wilfork going to come in here and embarrass you on your home field when he came back with the Texans?
Texans are never going to beat you.
Okay. Is there a real good possibility that Tom Brady is coming back in here to embarrass you on your home field and you want to give him
He doesn't want to win that
You want to give him a welcome back video on top of it? Have some self-respect.
Reese might have to bring 8 pairs of pants. If Brady shows up 8 hours ahead of game time and Reese is there taking pictures, like, he may soil himself a lot.
What week is that?
That we don't know yet. Kind of got an inkling, maybe.
What's your inkling?
I think it's going to be earlier in the year than you think.
Week 4?
All right.
I'm guessing.
Week 4 or 5. I think about 4 or 5.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Do not open with them, please. Please don't. No, they wouldn't open on the road.
No.
Yeah, they're going to open at home.
Why would they open up? Oh, because they won. That's right.
Jesus, McCone.
Brady won the Super Bowl.
That's not.
Oh, yeah, the team did.
Dave in Rhode Island. What do you got for us, Dave?
How you doing?
How you doing down there?
Hi, Dave.
Good. We're doing good. Joe and the guys. Listen, I just wanted
Joe and the guys. I like that name.
You guys, you just made a point of, you know, you can look at some games that you lost and say, oh, you know what, we'll beat Denver next time, blah, blah, blah. But it is what it is. In any sport, you can do that. In any game, you can do that. So your record is what it is. You can always win some games that you lost and always lose some games that you won. So 7-9 is your baseline. That's it.
Okay. No, that's fair.
I think that's a great point.
Right. I think I made a great point.
I made a great point. I'll hang up and listen. It's not fair. It's better than fair.
So are the guys.
So are the guys. Weekdays 10 to 2. I still want to get to the Bedard true and false. True or false.
Oh, I thought you said chewing on something.
Jeff in Nashua, though. We don't want to keep Jeff waiting. Go ahead, Jeff.
Jeff.
Well, thank you, Hardline. I appreciate it. Listen, Hardy, I've recently made some Roberto-style carrots, and I am honing in on perfection, my friend.
What about the radishes? Do you do those little radish slices too?
I don't. The green onions, I don't do those either. I'm just a pickled carrots guy.
What are you doing?
Okay, so just to bring everybody up to
your
speed,
pickler?
Jeff and I are both fans of Roberto's Taco Shop, San Diego and Las Vegas, almost exclusively. And they make, at their little condiment station, you can get the red hot sauce, you can get the salsa verde. And they have these little sliced carrots that are marinating in something, these little sliced radishes that are marinating in something. You can throw those on your burrito, taco, your taquitos.
Don't you have to wrap it, though?
I don't mess with that stuff. I get the salsa verde and a little bit of the red, and I kind of dip.
Do you take the burrito and you dip it in?
Here's my go-to order. I get the carne asada burrito, which don't ask for anything else.
Yeah,
this is not like Qdoba.
No salsa needed.
Right? This is not Chipotle where you say, I want this. You order a carne asada burrito, and you take what they give you and trust.
There's no rice and beans.
It's carne asada. It's guacamole. It's salsa. It's love. Okay.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Boom.
And I do just a plain quesadilla on the side as kind of an appetizer. I'll split with someone because they're huge.
Have you ever had pickled green beans?
No.
Green beans in a jar, and they come with this like little bit of a spicy twang to it. Oh my God! I had them at a charcuterie board. Delightful on the boat.
So let me know how that goes with Jeff. What's your other point?
I will. Okay. So they are excellent. But anyway. A suggestion actually for the show, Hardy, and utilize one of your master skill sets. Your production genius is needed here, but I think it'd be great content to have Zoe as Morgan Freeman.
Yep.
Debate the issues with Zoe as Eugene Lockhart, with Irish, British, Scottish Zoe as the moderator. Pick the issues, any issues. I know it'll take a while. Yes. But it'd be genius.
Gene Lockhart.
And then,
Eugene Lockhart.
And then finally,
I mean, like that, I tell you that, y'all, you like this. I can do step on my foot.
and Michael Hurley, the reason I actually called, was he on paternity leave for all of 2020? I mean, this guy, I didn't hear anything from him. He's like the Rudy Giuliani of the Make the Patriots Great Again movement.
He's
a front runner.
He's got Patriots colored glasses for sure. We have breaking news.
What?
Is breaking sports news. Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
McBone, you got it?
I do. Woj just tweeting out, Boston is in serious talks to acquire Orlando guard Evan Fournier for 2 second-round picks. No Aaron Gordon, but Fournier averaging over 19 points a game this year. Full-blown rental.
And hell, we need another guard for?
Why do you think?
Score. So he's going to fit well with Kemba, Tatum, Brown, Smart. I don't see Smart in that deal. Fournier. Who sits? What's your rotation, McCone?
I probably wouldn't go with Smart at the end of the game for those threes. As clutch as he's been so far in the fourth quarter this season.
This is where you sit Marcus's ass down. He's going to take this well.
Yeah, that'll go well.
Yeah, that's going to go over real well.
Will he be here, though? If you're talking about redundancy at the position, what does that tell you about Marcus Smart? I don't think they're dealing Marcus Smart.
Two second-round picks, they said, Woj says.
Yes.
Mega deal.
But another deal that could be out there somewhere, McBone, I'm saying.
Hurts the Red Claws, no question about it. But
Brian Robb saying Fournier, makes $17 million, so Celtics could take him directly into the Hayward trade exception if they want. Your own time, please. I'm glad that B-Rob and other people follow this and pay attention to it I don't have to, but it's not my thing. Okay. They are finalizing the deal now.
So you get a little bit of a score. You get a shooter. Guy could score, could knock some down. How much better does this make you? Yeah.
I'm being told that's not breaking news from Mike. I think it's breaking news.
Well, now, you're adding a
player in a trade. At Big Brother 1. At Mike Big Brother 1. Oh. I mean, he's not verified, but he's a Big Brother.
You're
not a Big Brother. You have Big Brothers.
When the music hit and I started to read.
Middle?
Third or four.
When the music hit, when the breaking news sounder hit, I get excited because I hear that. And then you start reading and you see Orlando's finalizing a deal to Boston of Fournier. And you're thinking, okay.
The Celtics made a trade on deadline day. That's huge.
I'm looking for the Smart name. Then I didn't see it. And I saw the 2 second rounders. And you're like, oh, okay. Maybe it isn't breaking news.
At Mike Big Brother 1, we have deemed it breaking news, and we are going to stick to our guns on
this. I think we pulled the trigger on that one.
All right. Let's probably not talk about that one anymore, but we'll continue talking about the pit. What? Do you want to talk about 40?
Yeah,
no, I said what I needed to say. Yeah. I'm good. Yeah.
Why are they getting a rental this year?
I don't know.
Why a rental this year?
I don't know.
He makes 17.
Yeah, but, they're using the trade exception.
Hardy.
To use the trade exception.
Would you rather have Turner and McDermott or Evan Fournier? Probably should have gone with Turner.
All right, we'll take your calls on this at 617-779-0985. Fair chance we move on to the Bedard piece, too, on the Patriots. Could be both. All right, Tim McCone with the Hub Headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Scott Zolak,
listen to this,
has the best analysis. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Last edition of This Week in Show History ever. You understand? Coming up in 10 minutes. We're done. This Week in Show History will be done after today. It's the last one.
It's mine, McCone.
Is your song?
I like this. This is what the kids like now. I'm driving around with the kids with Sam had this song.
Yeah.
We were bumping this yesterday.
Back when Fred Toucher and I were still friends, he made a very good point about today's hip-hop. Like, I have no idea if it's better or worse. Like, I don't know what good hip-hop is compared to bad hip-hop.
What's worse?
I don't know. Like, they were listening to...
You have that WAP thing.
Somebody, an athlete had done like a hip hop song and they were playing it. Like, I don't even know if it's bad. It's just everything sounds vaguely similar.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's but like that had a good funky, that had a good beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That like, hey.
I guess. Hey. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Having fun. Look at that.
I'm old. I don't know. Here's the latest on the Evan Fournier trade. This is from Kevin Smith. And Zoe, you saw this during the break also, that Boston might be putting the brakes on this deal just for a second. They may delay the Evan Fournier trade just slightly to expand to a bigger deal. Teams are still exchanging ideas back and forth on more players.
So that's got to involve Gordon and a young player.
I would
assume it may be a first-round pick. But the Fournier deal would always be separate, they said.
So right now, Fournier, who will be coming here, as B-Rob reports, on an expiring contract. Celtics will maintain bird rights on him this offseason. Could be a rental, but Celtics would be able to offer him any deal they want if they clear room for him in the budget. But this deal may be delayed slightly to expand to a bigger deal that would include more players. So we'll keep an eye on this. Also, Evan Fournier's new nickname is, do you know what it is?
E-Fudge. I don't know.
You just came up with that. No. His new nickname is Don't Google. Now, I don't think this is actually taking off.
It's too much. You can't do it.
I don't think people are going to call him Don't Google, but do you want to know why you're not supposed to Google his name?
We're going to find out. Evan.
This is from way back. This is like from 5-6 years ago. There is something called Fournier gangrene, which is a rare necrotizing infection of the genital region.
Oh!
It's extremely rare, but if you have the condition, which is mostly found in older men, Scott Zolak.
I don't have that.
The male genitalia turns awful colors and then falls off, and then you die, which you might want to anyway.
Yeah, at that point, it's over.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point?
It's all good.
I find it somewhat appropriate that Fournier means gangrene, and now he is a member of gangrene.
Oh, you need t-shirts now.
Gangrene.
Hope the team doesn't fall off.
Hope the team doesn't get old and change colors or fall off.
Good.
That'd
more.
Be nuts.
Stop it. Guy plays his balls off.
I can shoot.
I don't know if I can say that. I mean, it's kind of too late now. All right.
Literally.
Yes, literally. I already said it.
Why does he have a jock?
So this is what it appears to be happening, that Fournier will join the Celtics, but the deal is just held up slightly as the two teams talk about some more options and could include more players. Presumably, the one that is most interesting to Celtics fans is the acquisition of Aaron Gordon. Okay. Well, if he joins, that means almost certainly other players would be going back from Boston in the deal. Right now, it's just picks for Fournier, a guard, to join the Celtics. Blowing your skirt up over there, McCone?
It's a nice start.
What is your excitement level right now? Scale 1 to 10, 10 being the most.
I'm a soft 6.
That's what she said.
Let's get to our final This Week in Show History coming up next on Zolak and Bertrand.
Perfect.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Working to keep you up to date at work.
What's the drop off between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6?
Okay, between 5 and 7.
What's the difference between 5 and 1?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
This Week in Show History, this is the last one. We started doing these almost a year ago, and anything after this we'll have already done. I mean, we'd only be adding what happened last year. So
right.
This is the last one of these we're ever going to do.
It's depressing.
A little bit. But it's a good one, and we're probably not going to get to all of it, so let's start and see how far we get. We will start in 2015. Zoe, you were very fired up about a big Bruins victory. T-Bone?
It's exciting.
One week ago, 29% chance to make the playoffs.
Why is this playing so slow?
What's wrong with me?
What's going on?
What's he yelling about?
I don't know, but it's like too slow, isn't it?
The music is fast.
It's
do it again.
No, even the music is too slow.
Did you slow
I'm
it
playing it
down?
Right now, T-Bone. I'm playing it right now. There we go.
1 week ago.
No?
No, so this happened to me on the Celtics half. I think it's someone with that computer, because the same thing happened to me during Celtics halftime. Grandy sounded like he was 108 years old. I was like, oh, this isn't great. I'll play him.
Okay, go ahead.
Up, dog. What's up, dog? I'm up. What's up with you?
1 week ago, 29% chance to make the playoffs. I told you 2 weeks ago. See a little bit of it here. You see a flash here. And all they're going to do is come out and play with a little bit of an edge. Game's on the line last night. You're losing. You're tied up. And then the big freak goes right down the middle. You want to talk about athleticism, explosion? When number 17 is engaged. Did you see what Cam Dealey did? He got the fist up with his big gut. And those buttons are popping. And he's got an executive tie. He even felt it last night. No cufflinks. Didn't need any last night. That's the night we roll up the sleeves. Tell you what. Let's go. Let's get in this sucker.
Lucic. Lucic had a pulse. It's exciting when the big guys get do stuff.
Wow.
When it was him or Horton.
I remember when you used to get excited about things other than football. That was nice.
Yeah.
That was good.
I'd like to do that again.
Well.
I'd like to have somebody make me do that again. We did this last summer, and I'm careful now.
Right.
We were giddy. Giddy as schoolgirls. Thought it was locked up. St. Louis Blues. Game 7 at home.
All right.
Well, who's going to blow that one?
We didn't know. We didn't know.
We knew it.
Week, 5 years ago, we got our very first call ever from one of our favorite callers into this show.
Ken's in Lowell. Hi, Ken.
It's a gateway.
How you doing, guys?
All right, Ken. What's
good,
up,
Ken?
Not bad. I got a question. It's like an ancillary issue here. Whether the right or the wrong of bringing your kid into the locker room, but you know, correct me if I'm wrong. This has been going on since he was with the Washington Senators, right?
Yes.
All right. So now, at that time, now he's 14 years old now or something like that?
Ted Williams was the manager, yeah.
Yep.
All right, so this goes back 5 or 6 years, right?
Apparently, yeah. That's what some people have said.
This goes back to when he was approximately 9 years old, mm-hmm. And you have your 9-year-old child in a locker room with grown men walking around naked to and for the showers. And isn't that kind of weird?
It's a good call. It's his best call ever. It's first one.
No, what are you talking about? He's had great calls.
He's had the Ocala and the trips and stuff.
It was a great first call.
It was
what first endeared us to Ken and endeared Ken to everyone. But wow. So that was this week 5 years ago.
He didn't call back for months.
Oh, it wasn't that long. I knew who he was when he called back. I asked him if that was kind of weird.
I'm not going to bring it up.
All right, never mind. 5 years ago also, this is a big week five years
What have
years
you ever
ago.
Felt uncomfortable in a shower? Like, around the other dude? The guy get creeped out at the Y?
You go to the Y a lot?
Or not to the Y, or I'll go to a workout place when I used to work out.
How long ago was this?
It was about a year ago.
Oh.
And I just go in to go to the bathroom, because mm-hmm. to use the locker room.
Sure.
And you walk in and it's just fully disrobed on the floor.
Yeah.
You just got out of the shower and I'm like, I don't know you. That's what made me think of.
I would say older.
And that poor kid probably has seen everything.
Older men especially. I wouldn't think it would be necessarily with like the ball players, but when you go into a gym like that.
The guy's barefoot. He doesn't even have flip-flops on.
Older guys working out. Let me tell you something. At a golf club, if you're, in your, say, 60s and over, you got no problem just being bare-ass naked walking around.
I see it
all too often.
I played in a golf tournament at this private club, and it was, I think it was the Ridge Club down in down in the Cape.
Oh, down there. Nice place.
And you go down there, and they have the nice locker room and that with the wood lockers, and you have your own lockers. You walk in, there's this old dude sitting around naked.
Yeah.
And they're just hanging down to the
floor. Yeah.
Like,
love
what are we doing?
They're naked.
No,
nope,
it's
naked.
Not a naked guy club. Like, yep. It's get clothed, go swing the sticks. You know, like nobody says like I'm just gonna hang out at the men's club there. You know, and they're just shooting the breeze. You know, like nothing in there. And one guy's in there standing naked, and he's comb. You know, they got the barbicide. Comb, and he's hitting it, and he's just putting it on here.
I agree.
Spraying a white right guard that they all supply. And like it's like, oh, this is free. Everybody,
you know how many times
in front of the mirror, butt naked.
You know how many times I've showered at the Cape Club? Zero.
I never shower at a place when I play golf.
That's just I live close enough. It's like if I need a shower, I'll go home.
Like they like that.
They do.
It's something. It's weird because you have the locker room attendant and all that. It's uncomfortable.
Also, 5 years ago, Zoe talked about the experience of going to a ball game. You went to a baseball game. This had to have been a long time ago.
No, he's just describing it.
Oh, okay.
There's some really cool,
I stand corrected.
Yeah, like a hot summer's day. It was like 87 out. You're packed in Fenway Park, and that guy next to you is just chugging on a butt. It's coming right in your face. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I think we used that in a promo for a while. I think that was in like some station production for a while.
Nothing worse than being out at a hot sporting event and that one guy's got to light up a butt and just smoke it right there just so everybody can breathe it in.
Yep. That's exactly what you were saying. Yeah. We got time for one more, T-Bone. We'll save the rest for later. Let's do one more.
Great.
This 2000. Oh, never mind. We got Chris Wagner calling in right now. Forget it. We only got halfway through. We'll save the rest for later. Wags joins us next after Tim McCone's Hub Headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.